USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Senate has voted to begin work on a nearly $1 trillion national infrastructure plan, acting with sudden speed after weeks of fits and starts once the White House and a bipartisan group of senators agreed on major provisions of the package.
To celebrate not only a long overdue, much needed investment in our infrastructure, an investment that administration after administration has called for, but that has not been delivered to the American people, but also to celebrate bipartisanship.
Japanese officials sounded the alarm Thursday as Tokyo reported record-breaking coronavirus cases for the third straight day, with the Olympics well underway. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Democrat Representatives Cori Bush and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on Wednesday called out the lack of diversity among the large, mostly white bipartisan group of senators that worked to reach a deal in the infrastructure talks on Wednesday. Is this the bipartisan infrastructure group or the audience at a Kid Rock concert? Bush wrote in a tweet along with a photo of the bipartisan group of white Senate negotiators and the hashtag negotiations so white. Dr. Mark Siegel on Fox News tried to make sense over some of the CDC recommendations.
I think a lot of this confusion comes from one simple fact, which is that people who have breakthrough infections that had the vaccine have a lot of virus. But the problem is masks don't do for you like what the vaccine does, mm-hmm. as you just said. And the people who really need masks are the unvaccinated, not the vaccinated.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Delta surge could soon be over. USA's Dan Naraki has more.
The CDC announced Tuesday a major change in its mask policy, now recommending that people start wearing masks again in indoor public spaces in areas with high levels of COVID transmission. This applies even if you're vaccinated. The change coming as the Delta variant of the virus has spurred a rise in new infections across the country, especially among those who are unvaccinated. But Dr. Scott Gottlieb says we may be nearing the end of the wave of infections. The former FDA commissioner tells CNBC that the U.S. may soon be following the trajectory that the U.K. has experienced.
We were probably about 3 weeks behind the U.K. The U.K. clearly is on a downslope. They've seen an uptick in the last day, but they've seen a sustained trend over the last week of declining cases. I would expect some of the southern states that really were the epicenter of this epidemic to start rolling over in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Now, the problem is that this is a big country, and we're going to see the epidemic sweep across the country in different portions at different times.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A Florida man was definitely not mad when his dog's barking woke him up in the middle of the night. He says those barks saved him from a raging fire. Lisa McDonald, a spokesperson for Orange County Fire Rescue.
So the homeowner should definitely thank his pet for waking him up.
Oh, she's my hero. I love my dog and, you know, it's amazing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.